one of the mitzvahs of the week before, Rav Chanukah, the mitzvah of Kriyas Hallel, appears to be a very straightforward mitzvah. What could be complicated? Put up a sitter, say the bracha, say the words, and sure, it's a very straightforward mitzvah. Nevertheless, the mitzvah of Kriyas Hallel is a very profound mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that I think, if I'm counting correctly, I think that there are actually six different mechayvim of saying Hallel. There are six different scenarios, six different situations that require of us to say Hallel. And the dinim are different. It may be the same words in Hallel, but some of the parameters of the Hallel are slightly different. So I thought since today and tomorrow are the only days that we actually say Hallel twice for two different reasons. I mean, we say it once for two different reasons. So I thought we'd just understand a little bit of a background as to what exactly the mechayvim of Hallel are and some possible ramifications of dina based on them. So one of the mechayvim of Hallel is Yontif. That's the Mefarish Gemara. The Gemara says Erech, and the Gemara says Tainis. Explains to us that Yontif in and of itself is a mechayv of Hallel. If you have a day that has Kedushas Hayom, Yontif, it's a moed, so it requires Hallel. There's a Machlekes Rishonim. What exactly is that mechayv? Why is Yontif a mechayv of Hallel? So the Ramban is a famous sheet that we spoke about in the past. But the Ramban says that the Hallel of Yontif is a deraisa, possibly, as part of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. That Simchas Yontif doesn't just mean to bring karbanos, doesn't just mean to have bar of yayin, but it means to have Simchas Alev also, and to have Simcha derech Shira, whenever one sings, that's an expression of Simcha. So the Ramban understands that the Hallel number one is quite possibly the highest level of Hallel, that's the Hallel deraisa of Simchas Yontif. The Rambam disagrees with this. The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah writes that even the Hallel of Yontif is only midrabbanan. There is no Hallel deraisa according to the Rambam. But a kol panim, everybody agrees that this is a separate mechayev. There's nothing to do with any miracles, nothing to do with any nisim. This is just the fact that it's Yontif. Yontif itself is a mechayev. Haraya, we say Hallel and Yom Tov, and there are no nisim. Shavuos is no nes, and Shemini Atzeres is no nes. There's no zeichlo nes, no anything. And afal b'chein, we recite Hallel. Yontif itself is a mechayev, either midrabbanan. And the second Hallel that we have is a Hallel as an expression of a Nes, but here we have even a further breakdown in terms of different types of Hallel as a remembrance of a Nes. So the Gemara is befeirish that the Hallel of Chanukah is a Hallel of Nes. There is no Yomtiv. Chanukah is not a Yomtiv. The Gemara uses the term very loosely, Kavim Yom Tovim Hallel Vodah, but it doesn't mean literally a Yomtiv. There's no Simalach at all. Even Purim was a havaminah to be a nisim halacha. That the Gemara says, they wanted it to be a nisim halacha. Even that failed. But Chanukah was never even on the charts of being a yom of a nisim halacha. So Chanukah, even though the Rambam says there's some kind of degree of simcha in Chanukah, others disagree with the Rambam. But whatever it is, the halal of Chanukah is clearly not a yom to take a halal. The halal of Chanukah is a nes to take a halal. Nes is a separate mechayv of halal. But even within the halal of nes, there's a further breakdown that there are different types of Hallel of Neis. So the Netziv is a famous comment we spoke about in the past, that you have a Hallel, what's called a Hallel B'Shasa Neis, and you have a Hallel of a Zeichel Neis. So Hallel B'Shasa Neis means when the miracle is mamish unfolding in front of you, so that's a Chiyav Hallel. The Netziv claims that that's a Chiyav Hallel Deraisa. That's the Parsha of Azia Shemesha. The fact that Klai Yisrael sang a song at the Kriyas Yamsuf, so that teaches us a Dimla Doros, that whenever Nes happens to Klal Yisrael, you have to celebrate with a recitation of Hallel. It doesn't have to be literally Hallel Minotaur, it could be other words of song, but Chazal chose the words of Hallel. That's a Din Min HaTorah, that's what's called Hallel B'Shas HaNes. But then the Netziv says there's a Hallel, what we call Hallel as a Zeichel Nes, that's the Hallel that we recite every year in Chanukah. So when we say Hallel in Chanukah, says the Netziv, that's not a Hallel deraisa, unlike others. I'm sorry for others who claim that it was deraisa. We assume that Hallel and Chanukah is only been derabanan, because it's only reminiscent of a nes that happened to hundreds and thousands of years before. Again, so you have Hallel of a Yomtif, that's one distinct category. Then you have Hallel of nes, and even with Hallel of nes, you have a further breakdown that sometimes Hallel of nes is deraisa, that's when it's b'shasa nes, and sometimes you have Hallel as a zeichel nes, when it's only going to be midrabanan. Then you have another type of a Hallel, and that's a Hallel of Mitzvah. When you have a Hallel that accompanies a particular Mitzvah, where it's not Yom Tov per se, and it's not necessarily a Nes per se, just the fact that it's a very, very special Mitzvah, so certain Mitzvahs warrant the same Hallel. Not all Mitzvahs warrant, every time you put a Tefillin, you'll say Hallel, but certain Mitzvahs are singled out by Chazal as Mitzvahs that require a Hallel. So two of the Mitzvahs that Chazal single out that require a Hallel, one is Netilas Lulav, Efshe Yisrael Milk Lulav, Hallel. How can it be that you shake a Lulav and you don't say a Hallel? Hallel. So here the Gemara is clear that the recitation of Hallel, Mishasta, Tiras, Lulav, has nothing to do with being Yontif. The fact that it happens to be Sukkot, that's the Shlomo, that's a second Mechayev, it's a first Mechayev of Hallel. Here's a separate, distinct Mechayev, that the fact that I'm doing the Mitzvah of Tiras, Lulav, so there's something unique about the Mitzvah of Tiras, Lulav that requires a Kriyas Hallel. And then the Gemara singles out as a second one. The Gemara says Shchitas HaPesach, that Efshi Yisrael Shoek to Bischeyev and Notlu Leveyev Alon Mahalo. And when you Shech the Korban Pesach, so you have to say Halal also. So here also would appear from the Gemara the Halal of Shchitas HaPesach that appears in the Mishnah, the Halal of Shchitas HaPesach. So that Halal is nothing to do with Yom Tov. It's not really Yom Tov yet. It's Erev Pesach. It's not really, really, I mean, some degree of Yom Tov to it, but it's not really Yom Tov Tikkahalo yet. And it's not a Nais Tikkahalo either, even though one could have envisioned that maybe one is celebrating the Nais of right at the beginning of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the Gemara says that's not the case. The Gemara says that the recitation of Hallel on Erev Pesach, B'Shach Shchitas HaPesach, as recorded in the Mishnah, so that's a different kind of Hallel, that Ef Shisul Shech Tepischein Ve'Not L'Veveinom Hallel, that's inconceivable. So the Gemara only singles out these two mitzvahs as mitzvahs that warrant recitation of Hallel B'Shas HaMitzvah. So there are some Rishonim who say that there's another one as well, and that's the Achilas HaKorban Pesach. The Mishnah tells us at the end of Maseches Pesachim that it's not a mikdash, so they would say Hallel at the end of the Seder. We say it also, even though we don't have a basic mikdash, we also say Hallel at the end of the Seder. So the Ramban writes that the Hallel that's said at the end of the Seder is a Hallel of Achilas Pesach. So either in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, Achilas Pesach was Mechayev HaHalel, or B'zman HaZeh, that we reminisce the Achilas Pesach, we eat the Afikoman, so that's supposed to be a Zeichet to the Korban Pesach, at least according to the Rosh. So that's also a Mechayev of HaHalel as well. So whenever you have an Achilas HaPesach, you have either a real Achilas HaPesach or a quasi Achilas HaPesach, that's also a type of a mitzvah that warrants HaHalel. So just as the Gemara says, Epshes or Shech to Pesachim Be'enom HaHalel, how can it be that you're Shechting the Pesach and not saying HaHalel? So the Ramban is on, who would deny? That's why the Rabban explains why the Halal of Achilas HaPesach is not on the list that Rabbi Yechon spells out. Rabbi Yechon says there are 18 days that you recite Halal, that you gormel up to Halal, so the 8 days of Sukkot and the first day of Pesach and Shavuos and 8 days of Hanukkah. So there are 18 days that you recite Halal, and then the Chutzlar to add on 3 more days, the second day of Pesach and the last 7 days of Shavuos and Simchas Torah. So you have 21 days of Gola that you recite Halal. So the Rishonim are bothered with the question, how come Rabbi Yochanan doesn't address the Halal of Pesach night? The Halal of Pesach night is also, it's a Din HaMishnah. So how come Rabbi Yochanan say there are only 18 days? So some Rishonim say, because it's at night, it's not the daytime. So Rabbi Yochanan was only talking about Halal of the day. Yochanan Yavim Shay Yochanan Yavim is Halal. The Ramban says, nah, the Ramban says it's more longish than that, not just the technicality. But the Ramban says that Rabbi Yochanan was discussing the days where either it's a Halal B'Shas Yom Tov or it's a Halal B'Shas Anes, the Chanukah, or Sukkot, etc. But the Halal of Pesach night is such a radically different Halal. The Halal of Pesach night is like Shechitas HaPesach. So Rabbi Yochanan doesn't mention Shechitas HaPesach either, because that's a Halal Shel Mitzvah. Halal Shel Mitzvah wasn't on the list of Rabbi Yochanan's days. So at Kol Panim, we find that, again, so we have a Halal of Yom Tov, that's for sure we have. We have a Halal of Neis, and within Halal of Neis, it's further broken down between the Halal of Shas Anes, in contrast to Halal of Liachar Anes, one's Berais, one's Ramban, according to the Mitzvah. Then you have Halal of certain particular mitzvahs, such as Shechitas HaPesach, and Atilas Lulav, and maybe, according to the Ramban, even the Achilas HaPesach. So we have four different Halals. Same words, four different Halals. Then you have a fifth Halal, which may invoke the words of Halal, but may be a very, very different type of a mitzvah than the Halal per se. And that's going back to the Mishnah Pesachim, when the Mishnah Pesachim speaks about the saying of Halal B'Shas Korban Pesach. So the way we presented it, the saying of the Halal B'Shas Shechitas HaPesach is basically a din of Halal. It's just that the Mechayiv of this Halal is not really the Yom Tov, and the Mechayiv of the Halal is not really the Neis, but rather Mechayiv and Halal is the mitzvah of Shechitas HaPesach. So there are other Rishonim who say that's not really correct. The other Rishonim who say that the Halal that's found in the Mishnah at the time of Shechitas HaPesach is a legamri, a different type of a Halal. It's not the Halal that we're familiar with. It's the same words of Halal, same problem with Dillon, but it's a totally different Mechayiv. Some Rishonim say that the Hallel of Shechitas HaPesach is really Shiras Alaviyim. It's really part of a different Parashah Lagavri. It's part of Shiras of Omer Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara tells us in Erechin that when you bring certain Karbanos, you have to have Shira to accompany those Karbanos. Say the Korban Tamid every day was accompanied by a Shira. That's a Din Min HaTorah every day. Of course, it's a different Shira. That's why we have different Shira Shayoms. That's a Din Min HaRaisa. You have to have Shira B'Shah certain Karbanos. The Gemara learns this out from a series of different Psukim in Maseches Erechin. The Gemara is like five different psukim for the same din to teach us that there's a din of shiras. That's probably what the Rambam writes in his Hakdamah to Perashat Mishnayos. Whenever you see a Gemara like this, the Gemara is like 10 different makaris for one halacha. So it sounds like the halacha was already known. The Rambam says it was already Tashir Rapeh. It was a halacha Moshe Mesinai that you have to have a shira b'shasa korbanos. And Kodesh Baruch Hu put into the Torah different ways to find that pre-existing halacha Moshe Mesinai with the Chumash itself, like you have how do you know that an esrog is an esrog? It's like, well, this drasha, that drasha, the other drasha, the other drasha, five different drashas to get to the same point. So the Rambam writes that those gemaras usually mean that the halacha already existed, and now each Tana had a different way of seeing the pre-existing halacha within the Torah Shebichsav. So that's probably what happened there also, that we know about it as a thing you need Shira B'Shasa Karbonos. Everybody knows that was a Kachnim Salam Asher Benu, that you have to have singing of the Levi and B'Shasa Karbonos, but notwithstanding the fact that it was a Torah Shebichsav, even with the Torah Shebichsav, that din can actually be found as well. So the bottom line is it's a Dimina Torah that you require Avodas, you require Shira B'Shasa Avodah of certain Karbonos. So some Rishonim say that's what was going on in the Mishnah Imsachim as well. When the Mishnah says that they used to sing B'Shasa HaKrovas Korban Pesach, so some Rishonim say it was the Levim who was singing. It's Machlekes Rishonim in the Mishnah. Some Rishonim say that it was the Yisraelim themselves who were shechting, who were singing, because Yisrael is Kashem Shechita. So the Yisraelim themselves, all the Jews who were lined up, who were shechting, who were involved in the bringing of the Korban, would actually do the singing of the Hallel. And other Rishonim say, no, the Levim guy, that the Levim would do the singing. So that Machlekes, who was doing the singing, is a conceptual, fundamental Machlekes. What's the nature of this Hallel? Is the Hallel basically a Hallel Shem Mitzvah? Then the ones who are doing the Mitzvah, the Yisraelim themselves were shechting, should do the singing. Or is this Hallel nothing to do with the Mitzvah? This Hallel is a Shiras HaLevim. It's a different type of Hallel Lagamri. So again, you have at least so far five different Hallels, possibly. The common denominator between these five Hallels, even though they're different in terms of nature, is that each one of them is B'Torah's Chiyuv. That each one of them you have to say, either Mitam Mitzvah, Mitam Neis, Mitam Yantav, whatever it is, each one is an absolute Mechayiv. But then you have a sixth type of Hallel, which actually we're going to break down to seven, into six and seven categories. There's a sixth kind of a Hallel, and that's a Hallel which is not so much B'Torah's Chiyuv, but it's a Hallel B'Torah's Minug. That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Tainis, that the recitation of Hallel in Rosh Chodesh is not a real din. It's not because Rosh Chodesh is not a real Yontif, Rosh Chodesh is not a real Neis, Rosh Chodesh is not a Mitzvah, it's not a this, that. It doesn't meet any of these criteria. So Migra, then you shouldn't recite Hallel in Rosh Chodesh, but Mita Minug, this minhag wasn't even universal in the days of Chazal. It was a minhag in some places, not in other places, but that eventually became the universal minhag to recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. It's for this reason that the Gemara tells us that we only recite a Chatzi Hallel, because we want to make it clear that this Hallel is not a real chi of Hallel. So just to make that clear, so we break up the Hallel. We cut off a couple of parts, a couple of psukim out of the Hallel. The Gemara doesn't spell out which parts the psukim we have to take is cut out. The Gemara just says you have to be medal. You only say a chatzi halal. So the minhag is the two prachim that we picked. The Rambam writes there were other minhagim also that existed in his day, but this is the prevalent minhag that you missed, though, that you cut out after those two prachim. But this sixth halal, the idea that you say a chatzi halal, that's the Torah's minhag. So this also opens up the possibility that there may be a seventh halal as well, and that's a machlokes harishonim, Tosfos in the Ramban, about how to understand the halal of the last days of Pesach. The Gemara says in Maseches Erechin that after the first day of Pesach, when Chutzlah, after the first 2 days of Pesach, we also only say a chatzi halal. So that's a machlokes harishonim, what exactly the category of that chatzi halal is. So Tosfos learns that Mikra din, there's no chiv of halal after the first day, or after the first day is the 2 days of Pesach. It's only, that's it. The chiv of halal of Pesach is only the beginning. Everything else is only B'Torah's minhag. According to Tosfos, whenever you're saying a chatzi halal, that's a dead giveaway that it's only B'Torah's minhag. It's not B'Torah's chiv. So according to Tosfos, the halal of the last days of Pesach is mamish the same as Rosh Chodesh. There's no difference between the two. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban writes, no, that, that even though it's only a chatzi halal, it's a chiyuv to say a chatzi halal. It's a takonas chacham to say a chatzi halal on the last days of Pesach. Why did the chacham formulate such a strange takona to say a chatzi halal? So the Ramban explains based on the Gemara that since the last days of Pesach is not as full fledged the yom tov as Sukkos is. Sukkos each day is a separate korban; it's a new korban. So therefore, each day is a yom tov b'fnei atzmo. So each day is a new mechayv of halal. Whereas Pesach, each day is not really a new mechayv; it's the same continuation, it's the same korban of nachamol, the same after every day of Pesach. So therefore, Chazal highlighted that by saying we're going to say halal each day of Pesach, but we're going to cut down the halal a little bit. It's not the same chash of halal; it's not the first day of halal because we already said halal b'shlemusa on the first day. That's the reason the Gemara gives it, the Medrash gives the other reason about Maisi Yad HaTov Mayam, the Kris Yamzov, etc. So for whatever reason, the Ramban argues the Chazal actually instituted the recitation of a Chatzi Halal. So according to the Ramban, this is really a new category. It's a seventh kind of a halal. It's a Chatzi Halal B'Toras Chiyuv. So you have six or seven different categories of halal. Yom Tov, Neis, and Shasa, Neis, and Mitzvah, and Shiras Halavim, and Chatzi Halal B'Toras Minag, and maybe Chatzi Halal B'Toras Mitzvah. Many, many different permutations of halal. The Mishnah says in Masechet Sukkah in Daf Lamed Ches, in discussing halal, that we can apply the principle of Shemei Ka'ayin to halal, that somebody can be Meitzi me in the recitation of halal, the same way someone can be Meitzi me in Kiddush and Avdol, etc. One can read halal on my behalf. Normally, for the purposes of Shemei Ka'ayin, so you don't really have to say anything. I listen to Megillah and Shoyin, I hear your Kiddush and Shoyin. L'chadchil, you're supposed to answer Amen, but even if you don't answer Amen to the Brach, you still yad to the mitzvah. So here the Chacham said that l'chadchil, not only should you listen to the person's halal, but you should answer haluka. At the end of each of the Brach, every couple of psukim, say answer haluka. But that's, again, me'ikra din yad say just based on the Shmi itself, just based on the Shmei Ka'ayinah. However, the Mishnah says that what if the person who's reading the halal for you, he or she themselves is not obligated in halal? So then we have a problem, because the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that I can only be motzi in a mitzvah if I am a chuyav in that mitzvah. Either I'm a chuyav to the same degree that you are, or I'm a chuyav on a higher level than you. So if you're chayav derabban and I'm chayav deraisa, so that I can be motzi you. But if it's the other way around, if I'm derabban and you're deraisa, that would not be good. So the Mishnah says, let's say you have a kotlet, someone under the age of a mitzvah wants to read halal for you. That's no good. You can't be yotze. But I don't know how to read halal. I don't know the siddur. What am I going to do? That's what the Mishnah says. Then you have to be oini moim, kol milu milu. You have to answer each word with them. So each time they say hodu, hodu, Hashem, Hashem, ki, each word they say, so they're feeding me the words, that's okay. They're not being made to me. I'm just repeating the words after them. So if the person who's saying the halal for me is chayev and halal, they can be made to me in halal. I don't say anything, I just say haluk at the end of the prachim and shoy. But if the person is not chayev and halal, then they have to mamish answer verbatim each word after them. So one of the individuals that the Mishnah spells out who was potter from halal and would not have the ability to be motzi mim halal is an isha, is a woman. A woman cannot be motzi a man in halal. The implication being that a woman is ptura from halal. So the question is, which of these different halals is the Mishnah talking about? Is the Mishnah talking about all the halals? That women are pturas from all six or all seven different types of halals? Or maybe the Mishnah is limited to certain ones and not doesn't apply to others? Maybe sometimes a woman would be able to be motzi a man. That's a big, big machlekes, already, perhaps in the Rishonim, for sure in the Acharonim, as to what exactly is covered by this Petur in the Mishnah that a woman can't be motzi a man. So one thing it seems to be that a woman is Petur from halal on Yom Tov. That's the Pashas Advarim, because Yom Tov is a mitzvah asay shasman groma. You can only say halal on Yom Tov, you can't say halal after Yom Tov. So l'chora, women should be Petura. So at least the Mishnah is talking about the halal of Yom Tov. That's what I would have said. So that's what the Shagasai raises a red flag on that Mishnah, because according to the Ramban that we said before, that halal and Yom Tov is part of Simchas Yom Tov, according to half the days in the Gemara, half the Rishon, women chayavos in Simchas Yom Tov. So that's why, in fact, the Shemisai rejects the Ramban. Shemisai says that halal and Yom Tov cannot be part of Simcha, because if it would be part of Simcha, then women should be able to be multi men in halal. That's what the Mishnah Siavetz and Sefer Rav Jolti suggests, that in Ochinami, that according to the Ramban, a woman can be multi men in halal and Yom Tov. The Mishnah says she can't. Nah, Rav Jolti says the Mishnah is talking about on Sukkos, because on Sukkos there's a double reason for saying halal. We said before, you say halal b'teres Yom Tov, and you say halal b'teres mitzvahs lulav. So a woman can't be motzi a man in the halal of lulav, because a woman is tur from lulav. But let's say the halal on the first day of Pesach, halal on Rosh Hashanah, halal Shmini Yetzeres, halal let's say on Shabbos of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, but there's no lulav. So the Chanami says, where does it say in the Mishnah a woman can't be motzi a man? Vishnei doesn't say it anywhere. So that's a chiddush gadol. The Pashas and Shulchan Tanakh, we don't assume that way. We assume that women are pterus from the Ha'al of Yom Tov, like the simple reading of the Mishnah. But Rav Joltish, when the base of the Sheikh said, throws a monkey wrench into that. That maybe Ha'al of Yom Tov women are in fact obligated. And maybe the only kind of Ha'al they're pterus from is the Ha'al of the Mitzvah, the Ha'al of the Mitzvah of Lulav. What about other types of Ha'al? Are women Chayavas and not Chayavas? So let's say the Ha'al of Nais. Are women obligated in the Ha'al of Nais? So the Rambam writes that women don't have to recite Halal on Rish Chodesh, and therefore a woman would not be able to motzi a man in Halal on Rish Chodesh. So that's a big, big pella. We don't really understand that. We've asked this question many times. We spoke about this in the past. It's a big tzarchi, and why are women p'tur from Halal on Chanukah? Why is Halal on Chanukah any worse than Adlochas Neris Chanukah? Women are obligated in lighting Neiris Chanukah, because Afen Ha'ibi Yosu Aneis. So if women are obligated in Neiris Chanukah, because Afen Ha'ibi Yosu Aneis, why are they produced from Halal on Chanukah? Why isn't Halal also Afen Ha'ibi Yosu Aneis? It's Apella. I don't know what the answer to that question is. The Ram says they're Pturos, but others they ask, they're not sure where the Ram got it from. Why shouldn't women be Chayab? Because the Mishnah says they're Pturos. The Mishnah's not talking about Halal of Neis. The Mishnah's talking about either Halal of Yom Tov, Halal of Mitzvah, etc. Are there any other potential Halels that women may be Nichayavosin? So Tosis writes in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches that Halel of the Seder, for sure women are Chayavosin. That we know for a fact. No matter how you slice it, whatever the lumdus of the Halel of the Seder is, whether it's a Halel of Neis, whether it's a Halel of Mitzvah, whatever it is, women are for sure Chayavosin. How do we know that? So Tosis writes, because the Halel of the Seder is one of the Dalakosas. And we know for a fact that women are Chayavosin Dalakosas. That's the Gemara. So if the whole each of the dalakosas corresponds to a mitzvah that you perform with the Seder, how could a woman be chayevus in the fourth coast if she's pure from Halal itself? So Tari says, you see from here clear, of course women are chayevus in Halal of the Seder. So why is that exactly? Why are they chayevus in Halal of the Seder? So if you all like the Ramban, that the Halal of the Seder is corresponding to the mitzvahs Korban Pesach and the mitzvahs Matzah. Okay, so then if you assume if women are chayevus in those mitzvahs, so then they would be chayevus in the fourth coast. And Tosfos writes a different reason. Tosfos writes because Halal of the Seder is Bitoris Neis. And Tosfos says, Afen Ha'ibi Yosu Neis on the Halal of the Seder, which makes the question about Chanukah even more powerful. According to Tosfos, that whenever you have a Halal of Neis, women attack a Chayavasin. So what's the difference between Halal of Chanukah and Halal of the Seder? It's not a big pella, according to this Tosfos. Maybe the Chanukah, maybe Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam. What about some of the other halals? So the halal of Shiris HaLevim. Okay, they're not Chayav, they're not Levim. The Levim sing in the base of Mikdash, not the Levios. What about the halal of Minug? What about the halal of Rish Chodesh? Are women supposed to be saying halal of Rish Chodesh and ha? So that was a machlekes aposkim. So Yaakov Emden writes that a woman shouldn't recite a bracha on the halal and Rish Chodesh. Why? Because we're not even sure that men should recite a bracha on halal and Rish Chodesh. But we have a minig, the Ramah's minig, the Talmud's minig is that we say a bracha on halal and Rish Chodesh. It says, Kach, only the men should say a bracha, not the women. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that the minig is not that way. The Mishnah Berurah writes the women also recite halal and Rish Chodesh. The Mishnah Berurah is a big chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah says, let's say you have a man who can't, doesn't know how to say halal on Rish Chodesh. He wants to say halal, doesn't know how to say halal. So the Mishnah Berurah says he thinks that his wife could say it for him. A woman can be made to him. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah says he's also not mechuyev. What's the mechayev for him to say halal? It's only a minig. And she's also a minig. She wants the minig is the woman say halal Rish Chodesh. And the Mishnah Berurah says his chiyev is b'taras minig and her chiyev is b'taras minig. So why can't she be quote unquote motzi him in the halal Rish Chodesh? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes among the Rambam, it says not that way. The Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't know why. He says, what's wrong? He says, she's a minig, he's a minig. So it's like a trade with honey. It's like trade with one and one. It's a strange concept. So the Mishnah Berurah says that maybe halal and Rish Chodesh, a woman could be motzi a man. If that's the case, that whenever you have a halal shal minig, and then a woman can be motzi a man, so maybe that would be true about a halal on the last days of Pesach also, depending on Tosfos and the Ramban. According to Tosfos, the halal of the end of the Rambam, the halal of the end of Pesach is only b'taras minig. It's mamash a halal of Rish Chodesh. So the same way that Mishnah Berurah's makel that a woman can say halal for a man on Rish Chodesh, she could say halal for a man on the last days of Pesach. But according to the Ramban, that halal on the last days of Pesach is a din midrabanan, so women were not included in that din midrabanan. That's the halal of Yom Tov, and halal of Yom Tov pashtas women of Turos from. Again, so you have to always ask yourself, whenever you're saying halal, you have to always ask yourself, what halal are you saying? Is it a Yom Tov halal, a mitzvah halal, this halal, that halal? And sometimes that's going to affect whether or not women are going to be obligated. So today we have the unique opportunity to say a double halal. So we say the halal of Turos din, that's the real din midrabanan of halal of Chanukah. And then we have the additional minig also. It's also a halal of Rish Chodesh. You get two for the 1.5% for the price of one. Okay.